Dr. Tony Evans says even though the Bible is a living book, not everybody experiences it that way. He'll explain why today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
A young lady will go to the drugstore and she'll get a pregnancy test kit. And then she takes the test. The test comes up, you're pregnant. So she's read what the test is about. She's taken the test. The test says you're pregnant. They come to our pregnancy center. Some are abortion-minded. They want to get rid of the pregnancy. But what we always say is, before you do, let us give you a sonogram. It's going to let you see what you read about and what the color said on the strip. But now you're going to see life inside of you. And most of the ladies, when they see life, change their mind. Because now what was written is now visible. See, if you only do with what is written and you never get to a sonogram of the reality of Jesus Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, then you're going to react without seeing what this picture is all about and this life that God wants to explode inside of you. You must pursue a relationship in order to make what the Bible has written come alive in you. So if you do not pursue a relationship with Jesus Christ personally, the Bible will stay a dead book to you, even though it's a living book. It won't be alive in you. It'll just be a bunch of words you read on a daily basis because you're not pursuing a relationship.
You can read hundreds of Dr. Evans' best stories in Tony Evans' Book of Illustrations. Check into getting a copy today at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.